You recently visited Madison County. What's your assessment of what you saw there?
Madison County has a lot of damages from what we saw, a tremendous amount of damage to state-maintained roads. But there's several residents that they have road damages and culverts that have been washed out or bridges that have been lost due to the high water that we received during the past week.
Is it conceivable that state or federal aid will be requested?
At this point, we have not seen the amount of damages that would meet criteria as outlined in the legislation that we have to work under.
Just how unusual is it to see the type of damage that we've seen to date?
We actually have damages like this that occur many times during each year at differing times during the year. Back in January of this year, we had tremendous amounts of rain that affected Swain, Graham, Cherokee counties, and Haywood County, where we had a lot of landslides and bridge damages. Here recently in Madison County, we've had two or three different events that have caused fairly significant damages in areas. It's not been as widespread. It's kind of hitting certain areas in many of the counties. Mitchell County, for example, we had a lot of damages last week in Bakersville and in the northern end of Mitchell County. We've had private roads that have washed out in many of the counties that are maintained by the residents and the property owners that have those roads. We have one situation in Lincoln County in which what we have been able to do to date is go in and assist with getting vehicles that are behind these washed out roads to a location where they can go back and forth to the store, so get them across the voids that have been created, and then help to build the footbridges so that they can get back and forth to their homes.
In your coverage area, which counties would you say have been hardest hit?
During the past week, Madison and Mitchell counties, as well as Caldwell counties, have all been heavily affected with a lot of landslides that have affected Department of Transportation roads and sporadic washouts of bridges and culverts within all of the counties mentioned.
What lessons do we learn from this storm in terms of roads and new housing?
From the standpoint of road building and using engineered roads, I mean, even with engineered roads, we end up with issues on occasion. So as roads are being engineered and developments are being made, and then the maintenance of those roads after the fact is certainly vital. It's just an unusual year for us, where we've had an extreme amount of moisture this year, and as everybody knows, we're well above the normal for rainfall, and there's a lot of slopes that are just given away because of the amount of moisture it's causing these slopes to slide on us.
Mike Cook is with North Carolina Emergency Management. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.